Hello, dear viewers. I'm George Marlin. Thank you for attending my channel or coming here for your virginal occasion. This is about Philip Larkin. It being the 9th of August, it is his birthday. He would have been 104 if he was still with us. Unfortunately, he was taken from us at the age of 63. Philip Arthur Larkin, the notoriously cantankerous librarian of Hull University and the Queen's University of Belfast. Perhaps he said some Irish extraction, judging by the surname Larkin, so a well-known poet of the late 20th century in the United Kingdom. He published some acclaimed collections of his poetry: High Windows, The Whits and Weddings, The Less Deceived, The Whits and Weddings, as in his weddings in June, taking a train journey from Yorkshire to London, and a lot of wedding parties in the early 60s. People often traveling by train. About the time the beaching cuts, a lot of people couldn't afford to fly abroad, and seeing the bridal parties arrive at the platforms and the bride and groom getting on the train, waving goodbye to their friends, off to their honeymoon and so on. And he takes a rather cynical and detached view of this, of their tawdry frippery, of being overpainted and all the rest of it, or sort of performative happiness. So anyway, born at Coventry, one of two children, a very modest family at the time, in a lower middle class family, and that was it. So they lived in the English Midlands and Staffordshire for centuries. And that was it. They were in Coventry for many years. He was a child, well, kind of a teenager, when the Second World War broke out. Going to Oxford University in the Second World War, he was excluded from military service on the basis of his myopia. Went up to St. John's, where he knew Kingsley Amis, a celebrated novelist and father of the late Martin Amis and so on. Just trying to think who else was there. So he became a librarian upon graduation in Shropshire. And that's when he got into girls, had a girlfriend several years younger than him. And then was a librarian universities the rest of his life. Remember, there were a few universities in the United Kingdom at the time, at Leicester University and so forth. And he was really the driving force behind Lucky Jim, which was really the breakout novel by Kingsley Amis. Queen's University of Belfast in the early 1950s was a much smaller, much less cosmopolitan, rather austere place, post-war Belfast. And then the University of Hull, which he held from 1955 to his retirement. He was married, he had no children, and had a very fine house there. You wouldn't afford that as a librarian these days, but probably was very affordable at the time. So he and his good wife, perhaps they chose not to have children. He famously published that poem, This Be the Verse. They fuck you up, your mum and dad. They don't mean to, but they do. They give you all their faults, plus another few just for you, and something like that. So that is very punchy and appreciated by moody adolescents. So The Whits and Weddings, what else? About the Latin chanting of a train. So he was showered various prizes. He was offered the Order of the British Empire. He declined it, but he did accept being a member of the Order of the Companions of Honor and so forth. So he was widely appreciated in Germany and other countries, his untranslated verse. So a lot of his work has gone into various anthologies, and he helped to write the Oxford Book of 20th Century English Verse. He was a visiting fellow of All Souls and so forth. That was it. So, he was well regarded by the other poets of the day and put up there on the same sort of pedestal with W.H. Auden, with whose lifetime he overlapped, Rudyard Kipling and Yeats. Obviously, Yeats died in like 1940 when Larkin was just about 18 and so on. So he was a leftist, also a racialist, no contradiction there. An honorary fellow of his old college, showered with honorary degrees by various universities, and that was it. So, covered on television very extensively. So then he died in Yorkshire, and indeed is buried in Cottingham. So the South Bank Show covered his work as well. He's publishing work from his adolescence, and people say it was really, he reached the zenith of his work when he was in Belfast. And that's where he composed most of the poems which you see in The Less Deceived. That was his only medium. He didn't write prose or anything like that. He devoured Thomas Hardy, who's perhaps the major influence of his work. Andrew Motion is someone who appreciates his work. So There was a lot of anger in Larkin, perhaps that drove him, and this sort of withering disdain for conventionality. So maybe even a sardonic character. So his literary afterlife has been fascinating. He has gone out of fashion and in fashion. He was considered a big thing in the 1980s, but the critics have come around to him a bit later on. So yes, it's fascinating. He's a fascinating posthumous reputation. Now he did dip into novels, but they weren't seen to be his medium. They didn't go very far. Jill and a Girl in Winter. He wrote a diary, which was published posthumously, and so forth. He was interviewed extensively on radio and television. What say you? Do you like Larkin? I do somewhat. Perhaps an original, very strident voice. His vehemence was striking, and he at least maintained meter, rhyme, some impactful imagery. Right, that's just my penny's worth on Philip Larkin. Toodle-pip.